Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski, and joining me is Quizmaster Mary for our wine trivia quiz. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
Tonight's questions come from Quirk Jester's Wine Teasers, a wine game. And we're back to multiple choice questions.
Excellent.
Question one. Legally, on American wine labels, the term reserve designates A, top quality grapes, B, longer barrel aging, or C, nothing at all.
Nothing.
Ding, 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 ding.
In our country, big nada.
Yeah. In European countries,
it means
Spain, all sorts
serious.
Of different things.
Yes. Very serious. In fact, in Spain, you even get a little government label to officially say you're reserva. So what does it mean here?
Whatever you want it to mean.
Uh-huh.
Whatever the wineries want it to mean. Some wineries do use it for their best grapes. Some use it to designate longer oak aging, and some just use it for marketing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Our second question. Amarone wine is special because it's A, the official wine of the Vatican, B, made from raisins, or C, the only red wine made from white grapes.
Amarone are made from raisins.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, they're made from grapes that are dried on straw-covered racks and then fermented. It is a bold, intense, gorgeous wine.
I love Amarone.
Usually around $50 or so because of this intense and complicated procedure, but boy, is it good. Question number three. When the server pours you a taste of wine, what exactly are you looking for? A, whether you like it. B, if it's really what you ordered. Or C, if it's spoiled.
It is sort of all of the above, isn't it? Because you hope you've ordered the wine you like, and you hope it's actually what's in the label and not antifreeze. But truthfully, you're looking to see if the wine is damaged. Because if you're ordering at a good restaurant, hopefully the wine is what you ordered, and also hopefully the wine is to your taste.
Right. You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. Technically, the only time to send a wine back, this is saying, and this is true, is if it's technically flawed or spoiled by heat or air or bacteria.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair. And today, because of synthetic corkage, the odds of that happening are much lower, truthfully, although your great wines of the world are still going to be corked in actual cork. Quizmaster Mary, a veritable pleasure.
And you did beautifully this evening.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.